I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. In 1857, a 7-2 majority of the Supreme Court ruled against Dred Scott, an enslaved black man who, having been taken by his owners to a state where slavery was illegal, claimed that he was therefore a free man. The ruling against Scott hinged on the court's finding that because he was of African descent, Scott was not a citizen and therefore had no standing before the court. Backlash to that decision contributed greatly to the American Civil War that would erupt less than 4 years later. At the end of the war, three amendments to the Constitution, frequently called the Reconstruction Amendments, were passed by Congress and ratified by the states. The most significant and most litigated of those amendments is the 14th. It says,
"All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside."
Originally intended to simply confer citizenship upon former slaves, the 14th Amendment stands today at the center of heated debate over the status of the children of illegal immigrants. As society and the law evolve, your insurance coverage must evolve too if you are to be sufficiently covered against loss. That's why, before you renew your commercial policies, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company commercial insurance professional. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.